Hi, Guy Cook here, and I'm talking about creating a bootable USB drive so you can set up dual boot. And in the instance that I did it, to have the dual boot system was using Ventoy, V-E-N-T-O-Y. That's the software that I put onto the USB stick so I could dual boot the NUC 9 Extreme Kit. Now, dual booting, some people aren't familiar with dual booting, but what it is, in my mind anyway, is I've got a piece of hardware that costs several hundred dollars. And instead of going out and spending several hundred dollars again on another operating system-enabled computer, I just dual boot the one I've already got so I can be Windows 11 or Ubuntu. So here's how you get it done. You go to the Google document that I've got in the guyrcookreport.podbean.com on how to create a bootable USB. Then it's got all the steps listed out, all the links I'm going to refer to. So basically, step one is you get your tools ready. You get a clean USB drive. And the document I wrote up says at least 8 gigabytes. I've got a 64 gigabyte, and I'll go into that in a minute. You get a trusty Linux setup that you want to have as a workstation. Perhaps you've already dual booted one, or you've got an older system. And then you want to get the latest version of Ventoy. And you can get that from the website, and that's in the Google document I talked about. So install the Ventoy software onto the USB stick. Okay? So if you're in Linux, of course, Linux meant the workstation I've got. So Control-Alt-T together, that ought to open the terminal and extract and run Ventoy that you downloaded. Be sure to select the correct USB drive. So when you tell the computer, yeah, I want to put Ventoy on this drive, make sure it's the USB stick that you're on about and not a USB drive you got as an external drive or something like that. Because everything gets formatted the first time you do it. After you've got the Ventoy software installed, think of it as a bucket you can put things into. You simply drag and drop the ISO file, the download that you've got for Ubuntu in this case, and put it into that bucket. Okay, then I went in the Google document and I spelled out the steps that are unique to the NUC, N-U-C. And basically you go to F2 on the keyboard connected to the NUC at startup, and that enters you into the BIOS setup. Then you navigate to the boot section with the arrow keys, turn off secure boot. That's the first thing I did. Select the USB boots first, because if USB boots first isn't selected, it's going to fail. So once you've got those steps done, you press F10 and that updates the BIOS and saves it. The system will restart and bazinga. You've got the Ventoy flying and it comes up with the menu. Select the OS that you're wanting to mess with and away you go. It's that easy. So the Ventoy that I use, it wins in the compatibility game. It gives you full control and a user-friendly terminal, and is secure like a digital Fort Knox. What more could you ask for? So if you're ready to make the switch, you've got the ammunition, go to the guyrcookreport.podmead.com and consult this document. And give me a holler if you get stuck. If you get questions, that's what we do. And lest I forget, which I actually did, getting a stick that's got 64 gig capacity, you can put multiple ISO files on that same Ventoy-powered stick. That's the beauty of Ventoy. Hey, to contact me, use the secure contact form on guyrcook.com. If you like this episode on YouTube, and give it a thumbs up on youtube.com and click the bell to subscribe to future episodes. It's a wrap.